Time now for our full Warwick Farm preview. A glorious day outside. Good for at this stage. Ty England is not riding at the program. Stewards have informed me that he's aggravated his back yet again. And replacements for race 3, number 7, and race 4, number 8 won't be far away. Ty England aggravating his back again. And it's a good morning to our form experts. Paul Joyce, good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. As you said, it's a glorious day here in Sydney, and it's a really good card of racing too. We've got some horses here which they're probably on the fringe of cracking into the carnival at some stage. So most punters who are watching today definitely should take a good note of the results today.
Oh, our other guest. Actually, I'll bring in Glenn Munsey. Are you there, Glenn?
Oh, Andrew, I've had to drag myself out of the pool. It's that good a day here at the moment.
Wow.
And by running late, I could... Did a few extra laps.
Well, I went into Darren Weir a bit too much with Mark. Hey, what about our other form expert? He's up and about early. He's up at 6:22 this morning doing a slot. Ray Thomas, what's going on there, Ray?
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Glenn and Paul. Good morning,
Can't
everyone.
Can't he find
here.
An urn, Ray?
Oh,
fair dinkum. You know, this married life is not agreeing with Ray. He's got 116 different employees.
I mean, surely you wouldn't have time to do your own TV show, surely, in the future, would you?
Going to get a hairdresser?
Still negotiating that one, Glenn.
How's it look today for you, Ray?
Well, I agree with everything Paul said. And isn't it great, boys, to see this beautiful day and finally a good track for Sydney racing? Yeah. We've been looking forward to getting back on top of the ground and hopefully we can find a few winners.
All right, let's launch into it here.
Yeah, you can put Sam Clippard on those two Ty England rides, in.
Okay, Sam Clippard and race 3, number 7, and race 4, number 8. 3, 7, 4, 8. Sam Clipperton replaces Ty England. Glenn, give us the market for the first here.
And it's the Tab More Than Just Winning plate. We know that is just more than just winning at Tab there. All the opportunities for you. This is a two-year-old maiden. We start with Credible Witness here, who's got, he's a different horse at the races today because he's been gelded to start with. They've taken the blinkers off him and they've taken the tongue tie off him, and he's the $3.40 equal favourite. Gadflyers are scratching, the deduction 3 cents to win nothing the place. Mandalong Lairs for Gary Nixon at $21. Exotics at 15. Foxy Loxy is a $21 chance. Miss Debutante is at $4.80. Rather Sweet, another Gary Nixon runner there, the equal favourite at $3.40. Siskin is out, no deduction. Snow Surrender at $5. And Tale of Choice has blinkers on today and is a $10 chance. So best supported runner dollar-wise here is the toppy in the shape of Credible Witness over Snow Surrender.
Look, they've all shown pace here, all of these runners, except probably Tale of Choice. But let's get the blinkers going first time there. Otherwise, all of the race brigade have shown natural pace, Ray, so they should go very quickly around the 1,000.
Yeah, good way to start today, isn't it, Paul? I'm going 7 Rather Sweet from the Gary Nixon stable. She's resuming here and showed promise last spring, was placed at Warwick Farm on a soft track behind one of Gay Waterhouse's boom two-year-olds, Time for Roses. And then she wasn't beaten all that far at Canterbury in Saturday class behind Morton's Fork. But what I liked about her, Paul, was her recent trial at Warwick Farm on January 25. She looked really forward and attacked the line that day, put a margin on her rivals. I know she's a little awkwardly drawn, and as you suggest, Paul, there's going to be good speed inside of her. So Winona Costin will need to be on her game to find a position. But I think she's an underrated filly, and I'm not surprised that Glenn's got her equal at the top of betting with Credible Witness. I've got her on top, number 7, Rather Sweet. The firm track conditions, number 9, Snow Surrender, I think can improve sharply today. She was in the market when she made her debut at Ramwick on January 23. That was on a heavy track, and she struggled to get through the conditions behind Scarlet Rain, but firmer going today, she can improve sharply. She did look impressive in a trial win at Warwick Farm prior to her race debut. Number 1, Credible Witnesses. Glenn pointed out some significant gear changes to this horse and also the fact he's been gelded. He was in the market at both his runs last spring. Actually started favourite in the English Nursery and was with Extreme Choice on the turn, but was well beaten in the straight. He's had a little freshen up. Nice trial at Randwick on January 29. He's the big watch here. And of the rest, I'm giving number 10, Taylor of Choice, Some Hope at odds. I thought she shaped up nicely at debut back in December in a Saturday class race behind at Sue Shea, and she's one to watch here. Come back for the 1,000 metres won't suit her, but she's a nice filly on the way up. In the first pool, I've gone 7, 9, 1 and 10.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. I've gone 7, 7, 6, 1 and 9 for me. The only query I've got probably with Rather Sweet is whether she is just a wet tracker or her best form so far has been on the soft, including that trial win you're talking about at Warwick Farm, which view. I was very impressed with that trial. It was a 3.5 length trial win. She's still a bit green and new. She wanted to look around. She didn't really know what it was all about, but she's obviously got plenty of raw ability, as we saw at Warwick Farm when she almost knocked over Time for Roses. So I'm willing to take the gamble on her. To beat the 6 Miss Debutante, I liked her trial at Randwick. She's a $430,000 buy, Fastnet Rock Billy, and she's got natural pace, so she should make the most of that good barrier. The one credible witness, liked his trial as well. He's obviously got plenty of natural pace. He's on the small side, so whatever he does, he'll need to get going and do it early in his career, I think. And number 9, Snow Surrender, agree, Ray. I think she could be the big improver back on top of the ground. So we're pretty much in agreement here. I've gone 7, 6, 1 and 9.
And Darren Flindell's over the sweet as well. Number 7, rather sweet, to beat 9, 1 and 6, 7, 9, 1 and 6. Race 2, Glenn, it's over the staying distance, 2,400.
Yeah, they start not too far from our Sky Thoroughbred Central broadcasting position there at Warwick Farm for this race. The McGrath Estate Agents, the 2,400, where Ashcan, the toppy here, is the favourite at $3.50. Cisco Kid at $6.50. Don Pellegrino at $6.50. Red Vikings at $10. City of Justice at $4.20. Christian Lee's the trainer there. He'll be joining us between 10:30 and 11 o'clock this morning. Anglo-Irish is a $10 chance. Happy Partner at $4.80, trained by Ronnie Quinton, will also be a guest on Tab Talk this morning. And Zaneda, the bottom one here, is a scratching, the deduction 12 cents the win and nothing the place. The best supported runner dollar wise is the toppy in the shape of Ashcan in front of City of Justice. Third pick, Happy Partner, who is just in fractionally 5 into $4.80 this morning.
Yeah, look, these are always tactical affairs, these 2400 metre races at Warwick Farm, and there's no obvious speed here. Cisco Kid perhaps takes up the running. Red Viking will be handy, and City of Justice, another one that'll be thereabouts. And a couple that could make the early move, Anglo-Irish, probably the main one that stands out there, Ray. But always a tactical affair, the 2400.
Yeah, I'm encouraged to hear those words, Paul, because if this was a genuine staying test, my top-rated selection, Happy Partner, could be at risk at the 2400. But given the fact, as you said, it'd probably be a tactical fare and may not be a genuine staying test, I think it gives this horse his chance. He hasn't raced since Jan 13 when he was third at Canterbury, but watch the replay of that run. It was a terrific effort. He was 3 and 4 wide the whole way, face breeze, and still loomed up to almost win the race halfway down the straight, but the tough run told, and he just tied late to run third to Citations. Springbok Flyer and was second, and Lord Disick was fourth in that race. They've both come out and won impressively since in the city, so the form around that race is excellent. And I think Happy Partner, despite the fact he is on trial for 24, I think he can win this race. I've got him on top, Paul. From number 3, Don Pellegrino, tough stayer. Recent form at Provincials is excellent. Then came off a Gosford win to win at Scone. He deserves his chance in town, and he'll be hard to beat. Number 1, Ashcan. No knock on him at all. His form's very, very consistent. His best form is on wet tracks, but he's also got some decent, good track form. Very good effort last week when second to Springbok Flyer, but he is up sharply in the weights, but he's certainly very hard to beat here. And number 5, City of Justice. Paul, gee, I was impressed by his win at Taree. I know this is a quantum leap in terms of grade from a Taree benchmark 60 to a midweek city race, but he made a long, sustained run that day and just kept going over 2,000 metres. He's a genuine stay a City of Justice, and he's also a definite chance here. Happy Partner, a risk at the trip, Paul, but I've got him on top. 7, Happy Partner from 3, 1 and 5.
Yeah, we agree. The first two races, Ray, I've gone 7, 2, 5 and 1. I'm also happy to take the gamble that Happy Partner will run out the 2,400 metres. Obviously, over the 1,900 at Canterbury, which has been his past 3 starts, he's been finding the line. He gets back. Obviously, Canterbury's not his ideal track. I think Warwick Farm will suit him better. And I'd love to see him when he gets to Rose Hill or Randwick over again a trip like this. But today, this race, he can definitely win it, and there's been good money for him. The 2 Cisco Kid I've got as the danger, James Cummings, lightly raced High Chaparral 4-year-old. We saw him at the 2200 last start and win, so I think he'll run the trip. 5 City of Justice, agree, racing very well in easier races. And number 1 Ashcan, just that concern getting back on top of the ground today. Obviously, his 2 career wins have both been on heavy tracks. So I've gone 7, 2, 5 and 1, definitely having something on number 7.
And 7's the fancy as well for Darren Flindell. The tipsters all together so far. 7, Happy Partner, to beat 5, 1 and 3 for Darren. Race 3, Sam Clipperton goes on number 7.
Yes, in the third race here. I wonder if the boys will be tipping number 7 again here. But Bowman's Office Furniture here, which is a maiden over 1,100. Morning to Brian Rudder and the boys there. Collegiate is an $8.50 chance. Deploy, favourite, $2.40. Southern Legend at $8. Trick Star with the tongue tie on today at 11. Cry for Tear, I'll go with it because it's out of Terra Stria, so I'll go Cry for Tear at $41 anyway. Dixie Chick is out, the deduction 12 cents a win, nothing the place. Fiery Eminence with Sam Clippett on at $21. Kitty Leroy is out, no deduction. Panagria is a $2.70 chance. Penny Fling at $21. Satirical Dame at 100-1. And Tapavino at $26. Our best supported runner here is the first starter for Godolphins. Panagria out of that good mare, Virage de Fortune. Second pick is the favourite Deploy. And third pick, with money for it this morning, 9-8, Southern Legend.
Yeah, good speed here over the 1,100. Panagria goes forward off the inside. I think we'll have Deploy, Collegiate putting pressure on there, and Trickstar and Fiery Eminence will keep all of those on us. So genuine pressure, eh, over the 1,100.
Yeah, good race this, Paul. I tossed up to go with the exciting potential of the first starter, Panagria, or the proven race experience and fitness of Deploy. What swayed me in the end towards Panagria was the barrier draw. I think from that gate four, she can bounce straight onto the rail, and from that position, she can almost dictate this race. I think she's been really impressive in her two trial wins last month, both here at Warwick Farm. As Glenn mentioned earlier, she's beautifully bred by Exceed and Excel from the Godolphin camp. James McDonald rides, got the improving track conditions. Gee, I like this filly, number 9, Panagria. The danger, definitely number 2, Deploy. Just worried about run of the race stuff. If he can get across from barrier 9 now, Paul, and sit outside Panagria, he's right in the contest. He comes off that good second to Le Romaine at Randwick, and Le Romaine since come out and been placed at stakes level. So the form around Deploy, very, very good, and he is knocking on the door. I think they can fight this one out, Paul. Of the rest, I thought number 7, Fiery Eminence, showed something on debut, showed good speed this filly, and tired late when 6, the Euro Angel. She can improve off that, and back to 1,100 metres might suit her at odds. And number 1, Collegiate. I thought trialled really well behind Cul-de-sac. He failed in that Euro Angel race first up, but Collegiate's trial that day was excellent. In the third, Paul, I'm going for 9, Panagria, to beat 2, and, from 2, 7 and 1.
Yeah, well, finally, we differ a little bit here. I've gone 3, 2, 4, and 9. I'm keen on the 3 Southern Legend. What are we getting, Glenn? $8. I think that's a good price about him. Been trialling the house down. He's had the 3 trials now. He had a couple of runs he was going to run on wet tracks, and Lesbridge scratched him. So, obviously, waiting and waiting for a decent track. We've got that today. Go back to his form lines as a 2-year-old. He only had the 2 starts. He was trained by Joe Pride back then, but his first start ran 4th behind Hellbent, and then his next start ran 5th behind Japonesme. So, that is really strong form, and the way he's been trialling, he's definitely made plenty of improvement. So very keen to see number 3 Southern Legend go round today. The 2 Deploy, as you said, Ray, he's got the right form, current form lines, that is. Second to Le Romaine, it doesn't get much better than that. The 4 Trickstar, I think he's been trialling well. Don't be surprised if he runs a very cheeky race here fresh. And the 9 Panagria, just giving away that race experience to these other horses is the only reason I've shuffled her down to 4th. She couldn't have done much more than what she's done at the trials. So I've gone 3, 2, 4 and 9. Definitely one of the most exciting races on the card.
Darren Flindell's gone Gerald Ryan's 2-year-old Deploy to beat 9, 4 and 3, or 3-year-old I should say, 2, 9, 4 and 3 in the maiden race number 3. We'll take a break and then look at the main legs of the quaddy races 4 through 7.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to support the Women's Cancer Foundation in the annual Teal Pants Awareness Campaign. Over the next month, Harness Racing New South Wales and Tabcorp will donate $400 for every female-driven winner.
Better draw first to see the judge, but there's a mile of room for Yaya's Hotspot to give chase. It's on a loose rein, the leader.
Go the Teal Pants this month on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, John Tapp here, inviting harness racing fans to join Chris Lang and myself for a wonderful European adventure highlighted by a day of the Elite Lop in Sweden. We'd love to have your company. Google Jeremy Nolan Travel.
I'm here at the movies with Dave and Sarah. Now, Dave, it's date night. The film's already started, but you managed to bag yourself a bargain with the tab. Talk us through it.
I just sat down, pulled out my mobile. No one even noticed.
Good effort.
Yeah, our preparation's been great. It's going to be a big one.
Well, you're right there, because Tab is making the big races even bigger with special prices on feature races throughout the autumn carnival. Find out more at tab.com.au.
Shh.
You shush. Tab, more than just winning.
Gamble responsibly.
Bringing you the best in New South Wales racing. This is Sky Sports Radio.
We're previewing Warwick Farm with Ray Thomas, Paul Joyce, and Glenn Munsey's here from tab.com.au. Race four, we're up to Glenn over the 1400, and Sam Clipperton goes on here, number eight.
Yes, and this is the Tab Rewards. We speak about it all the time, the Tab Rewards system that's operating, tabrewards.com.au. You get your Tab Rewards card, and if you're betting in the agencies and betting in cash, you're still qualifying for the points there and the rewards as you are if you get an account and opt in to be a Tab Rewards member. I don't have any Tab Rewards runners today, but we do have Al Nader here. The toppy is a $2.70 favourite in from $3 this morning. Irish Lords at $31. Once Were Warriors back at the races today and carrying earmuffs at $3.70. Lord, loud enough, I should say, at $41. Arabian at $21. Loves Me Tender at $26. Mount Amay is a $12 chance. Nova Prime at $61. Schopenhauer is $11. Celestial Choice at $26. Eva Luna at $10. Cracklin' Rosie, get on board if you're on it. Neil Diamond Fans at $18. And Love Las Vegas, with the blinkers on, is a $9 chance. Good move here for the toppy Al Nader, and most, if not all, of the money has come for it this morning. 3 into 270, and that has forced Once Were Warriors was 360 earlier, just out to the 370.
Yeah, it's no surprise, Glenn, looking at the speed map here, Al Nader looks the only on-pace runner, so should get an absolute picnic in front. Hard to find anything else that'll go forward and put on any pressure. Maybe one of the first starters, Irish Lord or Mount Omay, but Ray, very hard looking at the racing pattern of the opposition to see anything that'll apply pressure to Al Nader here.
And that's the key to the race, isn't it? Paul, Al Nader will lead, dictate. There's generally from the 1400 metre shoot at Warwick Farm that these races aren't run with a lot of pressure. Tends to favour on-speed runners, and Al Nader could just lead and dictate here for Brenton Abdalla. He was excellent on debut. He led into the straight, tried to pinch the race on the turn at Randwick there on Australia Day, and just got tired late. Euro Angel and Sonic Swiss swamped him, but that was on a soft seven on top of the ground here, and the fact, as Paul suggested, he'll be able to basically dominate from in front. Number one, Al Nader, I think, is just about better the day for mine, and not surprised that Glenn said has already been good money for him into 270 favourite. One, Al Nader, looks really hard to beat. Number 11, Eva Luna, she gets back in her races, and that's going to be difficult for her here. She'll be giving Al Nader a big start from the turn, but her two runs back have been good, particularly her last start run at Wyong. She had no luck at all. When she finally got out, she flew home. It's really worth following Eva Luna. She'll win races in town for sure. Paul, I've liked the trials of number 7, Mount Omay, a fast net rock filly from the Chris Waller stable, and she was given an easy trial recently at Rose Hill on February 1. Her two trials prior to that at Rose Hill in January were eye-catching. She's one to watch here on debut. And number 13, Love of Las Vegas, hasn't been too far away in recent starts. Certainly has some chance as well. But as you said, Paul, Al Nader, Nick in front, he'll be hard to catch. For mine, he's better today. One, Al Nader, from 11, 7 and 13.
Yeah, I've gone 1, 10, 11 and 3. I'm with you on number one, Al Nader. He's getting a little bit short now, but look, as we've mapped, he should just get all the favours in front and probably win. I think number 10, Celestial Choice, if you want to have an each-way bet, he's $26 and $6 the place. She comes through that same form race. She was strong late there over the 1,200, so she'll relish the step to 14. Better for that race experience, and I like the way she trialled. So without doubt, she's my value runner of the race. The 11, Eva Luna, Ray, if she happened to jump okay and put herself in the race, she could give this favourite a run for her money. She's just missed a kick at her two runs this time back and had no luck. And the 3, Once Were Warriors, well, he trialled really well leading into this, but again, he tends to miss the kick and get well out of his ground. So if he could jump with them, obviously he's right in it, and there's plenty of support for him. 1, 10, 11 and 3, another very interesting race.
Three's the fancy for Darren Flindell. Once Were Warriors to beat 11, 13 and 1. 3, 11, 13 and 1. Race 5, it's over the 1,000 metres here.
Yeah, another quickie here. The Highland Race Colours, the benchmark 78, the fifth on the program, where Santa Dinoche is a $35 chance. The Scrimmador is out, no deduction. Lyric for Gregory Hickman there at $16. Rado at $5.50. Shadow Force at $41. Floral Insight, $35. Palazzo Publico is a $9.50 chance. Hebden at $12. Mostar at $11. Red Zell back at the race today. Blinkers off, cross noseband off, and gelded is a $3 favourite. His stablemate Stravigo at $3.80. I'm Usain at $18. Scratched Zaron, no deduction. Scratched Princess Command, no deduction. Scratched Corrie Vrecken, no deduction. Best supported runner here is the Peter and Paul Snowden trained Red Zell back at the races. 360 was 320 earlier. Today, now into $3. Rado, the second pick. And funnily enough, third pick, only just, is Stravigo in front of the toppy, Santa Dinoche.
Yeah, plenty of pace around 1,000. We lost Escrimador, who would have obviously put more in, but there's still enough there. Mostar, Santa Dinoche, Rado, Shadow Force, and Hebden. All five of those capable of leading, right?
Yeah, Red Zell, I think, is the horse to beat here, Paul. The fact he's been gelded, resuming off a spell where last spring he ran in some really good races, as he has done all his career. To be fair, he's been disappointing after he made his debut at Warwick Farm in March of last year, and he looked a natural that day, beating Japanese with three lengths. He hasn't lived up to that since, but look, I think his recent trial, Paul, he's been behind Happy Galaxy and Sabug. He looked to be travelling really well all the way. He proved that out for the two-handy spares, the German on the line. He's come back in terrific order. And with that speed mentioned, Paul, 10 fell.
Ray, I'll just get you to turn your head, mate. We're just losing you a little bit there. Just see how it sounds now.
How's that?
No, that actually sounds worse. Just we'll take Ray off air and we'll see if we can get that line better. Paul, give us your thoughts here in the fifth.
Yeah, look, I was with 10 Red Zell as well. I'm 10, 11, 4 and 8. Red Zell's trial into this, obviously it's the only time we've seen him as a gelding behind Suburg and Happy Galaxy, which Ray was just mentioning there. He trialled super. He was under a stranglehold by Brent Nafdala in the trial. He's obviously come back better as a gelding. He's got that class form as a three-year-old, and the speed on up front, he gets all the favours in the run. So, to me, he looks the best bet of the day. Biggest danger is his stablemate, Stravigo. This horse goes particularly well for James McDonald, who has been booked for the rider. He won at Randwick two starts ago on a good track by three lengths in Saturday grade. So, he's the danger, the stablemate. Number four, Rado, consistent. We'll get all the favours from barrier one. And number eight, Hebden. Just a tricky draw here with plenty of speed drawn underneath her, but on her day, she's obviously could be competitive. Although, I'm very keen on Red Zell, guys. It's my best of the day, 10, 11, 4 and 8.
And Ray, as you were explaining, you're all over Red Zell as well. I think you're launching into your second tip.
Yeah, I think Red Zell will win. Number 10, Red Zell from 4, Rado. 8, Hebden, if he gets across, will be hard to beat. And 11, Stravigo's racing well. But I'm like Paul, pretty keen on 10, Red Zell from 2, 8 and 11.
Okay, 10, 4, 8 and 11 for Ray there. Is that right, Ray?
Yeah, 10, 4, 8, 11. Yep.
10, 4, 8 and 11. And 10, the fancy for Darren Flindell, Red Zell, to beat 11, 4 and 7. 10, 11, 4 and 7. I thought, Ray, we might have had another Telstra issue after yesterday's dramatics. Race 6 here, it's over the 1,400 metres.
The amount of work he's been doing on the blower, Andrew, it's probably blown up.
Probably needs a new one.
Yes.
Need a new phone, yeah.
Yeah, they're hard to beat those Motorolas that Ray's got. Race 6 here is the Sweps Handicap, where El Lou, the toppy, first start since Gold Coast on Magic Mian's Day, is a $9 chance. Cat's Wish at 21. Miss Denny is at $8. Better Bet Red at 61. My Dream is out. The deduction, 3 cents a win, 3 cents a place. Dixie Blossoms for Ronnie Quinton and Alan Osberg here, trying to maintain its unbeaten record, is an $8 chance. Lucy's Look at 10. Taltani at 12. Miss Royale, scratched this morning, 14 cents a win, 13 cents a place. Painted Fire Tail, favourite $3.20. Trois Soir is a $6 chance. American Time at 41. Heartlings at 9. Champawi with the concussion plates off today at $21. One of the better back runners all day here in the shape of Painted Fire Tail. Punter's looking to get a bit back from Canterbury the other day when it drew wide, went back to last and didn't really run on there. But it is the best supported runner in front of Trois Soir.
Yeah, Taltani looks the likely leader. Should get an easy time of it too, with Blake Shin controlling. Dixie Blossom, she showed she could go forward last start, and I think Miss Denny and El Lou will make the most of those inside draws. But overall, Ray, not much pace or pressure here on paper.
The favourite, Painted Fire, how, Paul?
Well, you'd have to assume she settles midfield or worse. I mean, that's her racing pattern, and she did it the other day. So be surprised if she goes forward, but it wouldn't matter if she did. That doesn't look much pressure.
Yeah. Well, let's hope she finds some cover today. She had no luck at Canterbury. She was ridden conservatively from the outside gate, found the fence, and then ran into dead ends from the turn in the race won by Suspense. Look, she's a talented filly. She showed that at a previous start, first up, when just beaten by River Wild. Just with run-of-the-race stuff, if she gets some luck, number 10, Painted Firetail, I think she can show her ability and get the job done here from one El Lou, who's drawn to get the right run. She's a talented mare. Six, Dixie Blossoms can't fold her. Two starts, two wins, and three, Miss Denny's finally broken through last start. That might lift her confidence a bit. But 10, Painted Firetail, Paul, if she gets any luck in running, the horse to beat. 10, 1, 6, and 3.
Yeah, I've gone 11, 6, 10, 12. I've gone with the 11, Trois Choir. I like the way she's been trialling. She's only lightly raced, locally trained by Joe Pride. And I think if she gets the break, it's a bit similar to what Ray's thinking with Painted Firetail. I'm sure she'll be right in the mix. 6, Dixie Blossom. She's obviously underrated. She's 2 from 2 and they're still betting $8. She's a huge player here. 10, Painted Firetail. Wouldn't surprise me if she won, especially if they're a bit more aggressive in the ride. And the 12, American Time at $41. Throw her into your multiples if she's looking for the 1,400. 11, 6, 10 and 12 in race 6.
Darren Flindell likes Dixie Blossoms, number 6 on top, to beat 10, 3 and 14. 6, 10, 3 and 14 for Darren, race 6. And the last, Glenn, at 20 to 6.
Oh, and it's the tab.com.au handicap to round out the program there, Andrew. Last leg of the quaddie. Hope everyone's alive. And we've got Shadow Lord backing up from Saturday here, a $5.50 chance. Hursley at 6, Hunter Jack at 16, Steeman at 9. We've got How Bizarre at $18, My Dream Out, no deduction. Top Striker at $4. Now, I'll Take the Jag has the blinkers off and the cross noseband off at $5.50. More Than a Holiday at with a tongue tie off today at $81. We've got NASCAR at $9.50. Arsonist with blinkers on at $14. Dubai in Style, is out the deduction, 13 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Last Try Wins is out, came out yesterday, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Leicester's Home at 26, and Rules Point is a $26 chance. Not a great deal of activity in the last year. Best supported runner dollar-wise is Shadow Lord in front of Steeman. And I think Michael Maxworthy was tipping its chances up yesterday. He'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central today. And third pick, not a great deal between Top Striker and Arsonist.
There should be a solid tempo here with a decent-sized field. Arsonist has drawn wide, has the blinkers back on. It'll press forward. Others that'll kick up include Rules Point, Top Striker and Leicester's Home Race. So a genuine tempo in the last.
Yeah, and tough race to finish off, isn't it, Paul? A lot of chances here. Look, a lot of these come out of the Never Back Down race at Warwick Farm on January 20, including number 4, Steeman. I think it almost should have won that day. Drawn Barrier 1 does tend to get back, so we'll need luck in running, but this horse, if it gets some breaks from the turn, he can finish off this and get the job done at good each way odds. I think Glenn mentioned he's out to about $9 at the moment. 4, Steeman on top for mine in an open race. Number seven, Top Striker, was 5th in that Never Back Down race. He's working up to a win. All his three runs this prep have been good. Throw in number 1, Shadow Lord, on the quick backup here from Saturday class, where he wasn't beaten all that far at Randwick last Saturday. And 11, Arsonist, back on top of the ground. He's a talented horse, has a good second up record. Big improvement expected from him, and $14 is attractive. In the last, 4, 7, 1, and 11.
Yeah, well, I've saved my best value to last. I've gone 3, 2, 11 and 10, and I'm having a decent go here. Number 3, Hunter Jack each way. $16 the win, $4.15 the place. Look, you've got to take a gamble. He hasn't run for over a year. He's only had the one trial, and he hasn't won a race since May 2013. So it's been a long time between drinks, but Timmy Martin's got his horses going well, as we saw last Saturday. Loved the trial of this horse behind Start Wondering. Thought it was a terrific trial under a stranglehold there. If he'd drawn a gate, I would have declared him a good thing, but he's just going to need luck from that outside draw. But I still think he'll run a huge race, so I've got him on top. Number 2, Hursley, the danger. Didn't mind its trial, and form last prep was very good. The 11, Arsonist, Ray, agree there, going forward on top of the ground. It's a big improver. And I thought number 10, NASCAR, trials well enough to run a race fresh. But really, there's not much outside of these top 4. That's why I'm so keen on the 3 each way. 3-2, 11 and 10 in the last.
And Darren Flindell likes 11 to beat 7-1 and 4. 11, 7-1 and 4. Darren's best is in the first. Race 1, number 7, rather sweet. What about you, Ray? You're pretty keen on Al Nada.
Yeah, race 4, number 1, Al Nada, I think, can get the job done, Andrew.
You take it easy. Just rest up. You've got so much on at the moment. Just sit down. Good on you. Thanks, Ray. Ray Thomas, what about you, Paul?
It sounds like he's off to his next gig, doesn't it?
Yeah, he wanted to rush off. He gave me nothing. Donuts.
All right. Race 5, number 10 for me, Red Zell, coming back as a gelding today. Loved his trial. He gets the run of the race. It's the good thing of the day. Race 5, number 10. And I am keen in the last. Race 7, number 3, Hunter Jack, at the $16. Have something each way there. So race 5, number 10. And race 7, number 3.
Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you later in the week, mate.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas completing our Warwick Farm preview. Glenn Munsey sticking around for more on Tab Talk with that and more interviews relevant to today's programs between 10:30 and 11. Well done to Tamworth too. Their $2.2 million track development. They're undergoing trials on it as we speak. Leon Davies has sent me a photo on Twitter. We might get Leon in a little while later and get an update, but $2.2 million spent on that upgrade, and they're trialling on it for the first time this morning. So I hope everything goes to plan. Saturday's fields aren't out yet, so we'll leave it there. Tab Talk coming up. And don't forget Sean the Big Bloke at 10:30 tomorrow morning. That's right, tomorrow morning with Chinwag chatting with Alan Denham. Can't wait for that tomorrow morning at 10:30.